going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy. This morning, you have a shot to win a brand new BXY Morning crew neck, any size, in two very vibrant colors. What are those colors, Breeze?
Black and gray. So vibrant. So vibrant.
Breezy's on the board with 13 wins and 26 losses. She has lost the last six in a row. Her last game she won was April 3rd. So that was like 20 days ago. But Breezy, we're pulling for you. Let's go to the phones. We need caller 8, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Christy.
Christy from?
From Henrietta.
You are caller number 8! Christy, do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head with our girl?
Oh, I sure do. I'm ready.
Okay, she's ready.
All right. Well, good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, Christy, Breezy's going to leave the room. The rules are simple. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie, you're going to get the win, because that's what corporate says we have to do. Question one, Christy, make Henrietta proud. Who is on the $50 bill?
Oh, no. Thomas Jefferson?
We're going with Thomas Jefferson on the $50 bill. Let's go to question number two. What is the name of the rat and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? He is the Turtles' sensei. What is the name of this rat?
I watched the show. I don't know. Angelo?
We're going with Angelo. Okay, question number three. Christy, how many personal fouls can a player commit before being ejected in the NBA? How many personal fouls?
Three.
Going with three. Question number four. You like chocolate?
Yes.
Which candy chocolate bar uses the slogan, "Big on chocolate, not on fat"?
I'm going to go with Hershey's.
Going with Hershey's. All right, and last question. Christy, question number five. Which famous movie line is this 90s movie from? Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying? What's the name of the film?
I don't know.
Okay, give me your best answer. 3 seconds. It's from 1994. Get Busy Living.
I was going to say Sling Blade, but that's not right.
All right, I need an answer, or you take the loss.
Who is he trying? The Mask?
Going with the mask. Okay. Chrissy, we're going to bring Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally up your score and see how well you did. All right. How do you think you did?
Not so good.
You didn't do so good. We're looking at 0 out of 5 this morning. I'm so sorry.
I've never been more happy.
All right.
Oh, no.
Christy, you might end in a tie with Breezy, to be honest, and therefore you'll get the win. All right, stay right there. Breezy, question number one. Who's on the $50 bill?
I haven't seen a $50 bill in years, so.
Give me your best answer.
Benjamin Franklin?
Big Benji. Let's go to question number two. What is the name of the rat in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I've never seen that show once. Benji?
They've made like 6 movies out of it. Never, come on.
I don't. Benji. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. We're going with Benji. Question number three. Breezy. Huge sports girl.
Massive.
How many personal fouls can a player commit before being ejected in the NBA?
NBA. What's the NBA?
National. That's basketball.
Oh, basketball.
The clock's ticking. I need an answer.
8.
Going with 8. Question number 4. Huge candy lover.
Yeah.
Which candy chocolate bar uses the slogan, "Big on chocolate, not on fat"? Come on, Breeze. Clock's ticking.
I don't know. Is it Three Musketeers?
Going with Three Musketeers. And last question, Breezy, question number 5. Which famous movie line is this 90s movie from? Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying? We acted it out on Mooster Piece Theater twice.
What was the name or what was the year of it?
1994.
Yes, of course.
Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying?
The one with...
You got 2 seconds.
The one with the autistic brother. That one.
I don't know what that movie is.
The one with Tom Cruise. I don't know.
You going with Rain Man? Is that your final answer?
Yep.
All right, we're going with Rain Man. All right, let's go over to Christy. Hi, Christy from Henrietta. How do you think Breezy did?
She did okay. I think she might have gotten at least 1.
You would be 100%. Correct. She broke it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's run through the board really quick. Christy.
I got 1?
You got 1, barely.
Love.
Who's on the $50 bill?
That's obviously an indicator that they're too hard, so.
I'm sorry if these were too hard this morning. It's Ulysses S. Grant is on the 50. You said Thomas Jefferson. Breezy said Benjamin Franklin. Question number 2. What is the name of the rat in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? His name is Splinter.
It's very niche. Nobody knows that.
I disagree. Question number 3. How many personal fouls can a player commit in the NBA? The answer is 6. You said 3. Breezy said 8. Which candy chocolate bar uses the slogan, "Big on chocolate, not on fat"? And yes, the answer to that is 3 Musketeers. You said Hershey's. And last question.
Hershey's is very fattening. So,
Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying was from The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, not Rain Man. So close.
You were so close. Christy, I'm going to still hook you up with a little something, something, so stay on the line. But before you go, I need you to say, my name is Christy from Henrietta, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Christy from Henrietta, and I can't beat Breezy.
So tough, Queen.
How do you feel over there?
I feel elated. I'm happy to be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in. 62 for the high today. So what is one situation you found yourself in that could have ended very badly, but you turned it around to be a positive? And Breezy brought this up a couple minutes ago, that she found herself in a situation yesterday that raised a lot of alarm bells.
Yeah, no, I was slipping. I mean, if you know me, you know that I'm pretty anxious just living, breathing on this earth. There was like a slight moment in time where every day my eyes opened from sleeping, I thought I was going to die. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
We all go through it.
Fully.
Right before I turned 40, that was my biggest thing. When is my heart going to stop all of a sudden?
But like, I think about like the most mundane things that I do and I'm like, well, I could die doing this or I could die doing this. But you know, you gotta just send it. And sometimes when I'm running on outside, like on the side of the road, sidewalk, whatever the case may be, I think really crazy thoughts. But we all have those intrusive thoughts. And yesterday I was running on a trail that was brand new to me. I had never ran it before. So I was exploring. I was trying to figure out where it popped out at, where I was going, all of the things. I was in Pittsburgh, so...
Oh, then you found yourself naked and afraid.
No, fully. So I was like, okay. So I'm on this trail that's very secluded, and then it pops out onto French Road right next to Naz. And I'm like, okay, this is great. Now I'm like out in the open. Love this. And I'm on this like, you know, residential street. I'm running.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, this car out of nowhere is now pulling over.
To where you're at.
To where I'm at.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's the end of that. I'm getting sex trafficked. Like,
that's the first thought that came in your head.
Absolutely. Or getting kidnapped.
Okay.
They're interchangeable.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a black Jeep. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. I've seen visions. I've had premonitions. This is over for me. Now I'm on the movie Taken 4. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh my God, like, why is this person pulling over? And then it comes to my attention. I'm like, well, maybe I know them or the, you
because
know?
You're in a secluded area, right?
Not anymore. And now I'm on like a like an actual street. I'm on a sidewalk. So I'm like,
and this black Jeep pulls up next to you and starts to pull over.
Rolls their window down.
And says what?
Oh my God. I'm like, hi. And they're like, Breezy. I'm like, hi. They're like, I don't know you at all. I'm just a fan. And I'm like,
I thought this story was going somewhere else.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I thought I was getting killed. I thought I was fully getting zip tied and thrown in the back of the Jeep Compass.
I mean, it would have made a more interesting story for sure.
No, for sure. I mean, no, I mean, kind of pissed I didn't. You know what I mean?
What can you do?
Not me sending out Amber Alerts for myself. But, I mean...
So what happened? You hopped in the car with her. She took you to your place where she really kidnapped you.
We didn't... I didn't hop in, but we were on the side of the road for quite some time. Cars were beeping. A four-car pileup was almost formed. It was a lot. But we were just chatting. Her name's Chelsea.
Chelsea probably
wasn't the best place to do a meet and greet, you know, on the side of the road
when
there was no shoulder to pull off onto. But I appreciated the effort. I really did. And, you know, all of my fears quickly went away because I was getting attention. So,
oh my God, this is so like you.
I know. But I think what it comes down to is when you find yourself in a situation where you think it's going to end really badly and it doesn't, it actually goes the complete opposite. And you're, you know, living, laughing, loving, kikiing with a random girl who now you guys are best friends and follow each other on Instagram. I was curious to know because I feel like, you know, you've been running a lot. You've been doing the whole jogging thing. Is this just like a female thought? Or do you also get nervous that you're going to get sex trafficked downtown?
No, I don't think about those things because I'm not a female, and you guys have a lot more to worry about than
privilege.
We do. I don't think about those things. I walk through the city at 2:30 in the morning alone and don't have to worry about looking over my shoulder. Is it still dangerous? Yeah, 100% it is.
I probably wouldn't be doing that, no matter what gender I was.
Well, that's, you know,
it's pretty dicey things that we report on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm just not, I'm not thinking about it. But as a single woman in the city, yeah, I would definitely keep your head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
And would I be thinking about that yesterday when a Jeep's pulling over? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was all over.
And I'll tell you what, the one scare I had when I was 6 years old, because that's when my parents started to really talk to me about stranger danger. And on my bicycle, riding down a residential neighborhood on the sidewalk, minding my own business, and this shady brown old Cadillac pulls up. It's a two-door. And this guy sitting in the seat, looks a little like Jeffrey Dahmer, rolls his window down. And before he got a chance to ask for directions, as soon as he rolled his window down, I jumped off my bike, threw the bike on the neighbor's lawn, and just sprinted into my parents' house. Couldn't stop crying. Hyperventilating. Mm-hmm. They couldn't figure out what's going on, what's happening.
Could have been
Do we need to call the police? And I just remember having a moment of being absolutely terrified because of this car pulling over to stop to ask me for, most likely it was, they're asking for directions, but I don't know, as a six-year-old kid.
I lost my puppy. I have candy.
Get in.
Thinking about kidnapping someone in a two-door car seems like a lot of admin. But anyways.
In broad daylight.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it happens time and time again.
It does. So yesterday when that happened to me, automatically reverted back. I'm 7 years old. I'm automatically 7 years old. I'm automatically thinking that someone's going to ask me for help searching for their puppy. I'm automatically thinking that someone's telling me that my mom said it was okay for them to pick me up from school. All of the lines that my parents, my mom, warned me about, I was thinking. And normally I run strapped with mace. I didn't have it yesterday, unfortunately.
You should definitely carry that with you. And I'm not sure why. You went on TikTok shop. You have brass knuckles. You have tasers. You have stun guns. You take them with you.
I have everything. I mean, it's a lot of things to carry. And I'm trying to PR. You know what I mean? It's going to bog down my mile time. But
better safe than sorry, Breezy.
I know.
And not to mention, a female friend of mine from high school, and I know this has probably happened to a lot of women, you got to be careful, because she found, you ever hear of a girl coming outside and somebody left a coffee cup near their car door?
Yeah.
That's full? Or they put something underneath.
They put money on the windshield.
They put money. So when you get out of your car, or when you're walking to your car, you stop because you're distracted. Or if there's money underneath.
It's a diversion.
Yes. Or you get out of your car. And that's how sometimes people get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Be very careful when you see something like that. Don't get distracted. Get the hell in your car and get out of there.
Run it over if you have to. Or the money's laced with something and then you pass out. Or there's something on your handle. Guys, be very careful. Keep your head on a swivel. I'm so happy that I met my new friend Chelsea and we're going to go to the movies next week. But it could have ended in a different situation. It could have.
See, I'm happy for you. But like, guys, I would never think to meet someone that quickly and be like, we should go to the movies next week.
Yeah, well, I'm a friendly person, so.
I don't think guys would do that, though. They would get a beer. They get a drink together. Let's go play darts. Let's do something.
Whatever. We could go to the movies. We could paint each other's nails. We could literally do whatever. As long as we're together, that's all that matters to me. I feel safe.
I know you do. Be safe out there, you guys. All kidding aside.